USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump campaigning in Arizona Monday.
Joe Biden would obliterate everything Hispanic Americans have worked for, wiping out your small businesses with lockdowns and regulations and devastating your families with massive tax hikes. He wants to give you the big, big fat tax hikes. He will wage war on Catholic organizations, ban charter schools, bankrupt Catholic schools. We've already taken care of the funding for Catholic schools. Fund extreme late-term abortion and let socialists run wild in our country. And that's why we're going to win a record share of the Hispanic vote. There will never be a share of the Hispanic vote like this unless we decide to run again in 4 years and then another run.
Democrat candidate Joe Biden is staying at home this week. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
During a virtual court hearing Monday, a Wisconsin judge overruled a temporary injunction against the maximum 25% capacity order. The Tavern League's lawyers attempted to block Governor Tony Evers' emergency order. Wisconsin Assistant Attorney General Colin Hector tells WISN-TV COVID-19 is like a wildfire.
It is difficult, if not impossible, to imagine another natural disaster like a fire or flood rampaging across the state, killing almost 20 people a day. And if that were the case, no one would blink an eye at the fire department completely evacuating large areas of the state.
Barron County Circuit Court Judge James Babler.
Based upon all of that, I find that plaintiffs and interveners have not shown that they are entitled to a temporary injunction, and I deny their request.
Some bar owners say the limits will create an economic crisis. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The entrails of Halley's Comet 1986 passby continues to dazzle skywatchers. Astronomers say Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, you might get to see the peak of the Orionids, the best meteor shower of the fall. The annual Orionid meteor shower will peak Wednesday morning, featuring around 20 meteors per hour across much of the globe. You'll want to be looking in the direction of Orion's belt. Holly Suzanne Cordier, 38, of Los Angeles, California, was lost in the vastness of Zion National Park in southern Utah. Missing since October 6th, a hiker in the park Sunday spotted her and alerted rangers. Her sister, Jillian, told ABC Good Morning America that her sister is recovering.
We're such a tight-knit family, and I can't imagine one person gone. A very experienced hiker. And we actually said, you know what, we're going to step off the trails. We're going to look where she could be. At one point, we're hanging on the edge of a cliff, and rocks are falling on us. And
Holly was found with bruises all over her body and having lost weight. Well, it may sound redundant, but the Day of the Dead is dead. The Day of the Dead tradition in Mexico blends Catholic rituals and pre-Hispanic beliefs as the dead return once a year from the underworld. Marigolds are planted everywhere in October, as followers say the aroma brings back their past loved ones. COVID-19 has made the celebration more private this year. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.